Welcome back. You're listening to the Silva Harapetian Show. We're continuing this week's conversation.
In an effort to bring some light to our lives, in an effort to spark some difficult conversations, in an effort to create an opportunity to think about the things that are really important in life, and that is family, love, relationships, and connections, I am digging deep into my archives and pulling out some podcasts that we've done in the last few years that were impactful, that touched our hearts, that made us remember what life and love and relationships are all about. Here's another edition from the archives. We hope you enjoy it.
Today's edition of Everybody Has a Story comes to you from the bathroom at the American Airlines gate at Miami International Airport. And the reason I'm here today, the part of what I do is really, there goes the toilet, is meet amazing people and find out what their stories are. So I don't even know what this woman's name is. What's your name, ma'am?
Nancy.
Nancy. Nancy works here in the bathroom, and I just feel like Nancy has a story. And the reason for that, hold on, let me turn around and show people why I decided to do this. I walked in the bathroom, and look at this. Look at all these amazing decorations right here at the bathroom at the airport. And you did this?
Yes.
Why did you do this?
Because I like it.
You brought it from home?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why did you do that? Oh, it's okay. Take your time. She knows.
¿Por qué lo hice?
Yeah. Why did you do
Porque
that?
Porque estamos en Christmas. No hay mucha felicidad.
There's not a lot of happiness.
There's not a lot of happiness at the airport?
Pero tenemos que seguir adelante.
¿En el aeropuerto o generalmente?
Generalmente.
In general. Yeah, I understand what you
mean.
But we have to keep going. And this is your way of making people happy,
yeah,
that walk through the airport.
I like it when the people come in and say, it's clean.
It's very beautiful.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Nancy, where are you from?
Cuba.
Cuba. How long have you been here?
Oh, 47 years.
47 years. Your English is great.
No, not too much.
Yeah, it's great. Tell me, do you have family here, Nancy?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
My boy, my girl, and I have 9 grandchildren.
9 grandchildren.
And 4.
I know, right? See, everybody walks in and says it's so pretty. 4 great grandchildren. That's amazing. How long have you worked at the airport? How long have you been doing this?
20 years.
I know, right? It made me so happy when I walked in here and saw these decorations.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell people out there? Take your time, it's okay.
Take care. You know.
Take care.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Because that's the life. Too many problems in this country.
Yeah.
You know, too many people die. I remember so many things.
You all right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Why are you crying?
I remember so many things.
About what?
My mother died on December
23,
27.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah. My father on February for Valentine.
Yeah.
My sister on December 31st, you know,
yeah,
the last.
So during the holidays, it sounds like you've lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But it's okay.
What makes you happy, Nancy?
Mi familia.
Your family? Yeah.
Mis nietos.
Your niece, your grandchildren? Yeah.
And my grandchildren. children. No?
Yeah, I know people back, it's awkward, we're recording this in the bathroom and you're hearing all kinds of noises in the background, but you know what? This is where this woman works. This is where Nancy works, and she spends her day not only keeping the bathrooms clean here at the airport, but she spends her day trying to make people a little bit happier.
We have to go.
Push forward.
I have a husband.
Yeah?
Now he's in the hospital, but he's fine.
Your husband's in the hospital?
Yeah.
Why?
He got a pneumonia.
He has pneumonia?
Yeah.
He's been sick for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's in the hospital for 3 days.
3 days now, okay. He's better now?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Maybe, I don't remember.
You don't remember, a long time, right?
2003, maybe 14 years.
14 years, yeah. Okay. Good for you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You made me happy today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're gonna pray for your family. And pray for your husband. Thank you very much. And you do an amazing job.
Thank you.
Are you okay? You want a hug? All right? You're going to be okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Not enough people say thank you to people like you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. This has been another edition, a very odd location. I'm Silva Haro Pedion. See you next time. Thank you. This is Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
I feel like you're my story today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Robert actually lives out here in this park. This is in Fort Lauderdale. And Robert had some information for me for a story I was working on. But, you know, I got to talking to him afterwards, and it turns out he has a fascinating story. Robert, how did you end up here?
How did I end up here?
Yeah.
I was, a reporter and photographer up at the Kennedy Space Center. I did that for about 30 years. And then when the shuttle stopped flying, there was no money in it, so I couldn't make any money. I ended up out here. I also do accounting, and you can only get money during January through April for doing that. So
you're a professional videographer.
Photographer.
Photographer.
And reporter.
And reporter.
I have articles published all over the place.
For the Kennedy Space Center?
No, they were published under different news entities. You know, I would I would sell them to different companies, or I would publish them on my own. Well, there's my credit. Work a shuttle mission, for instance, you would get paid during launch, you would get paid for a mission, you would get paid for a landing. Now, maybe, and that would be every month.
Yeah.
They would flew at least once a month.
Right.
Now, you get two flights a year, and there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's two flights a year, you get paid for launch, and that's the end of it.
I'm sorry, but this is kind of my job a little bit here when we talk about everybody has a story. So excuse me if I'm being a little bit pushy with my questions, but I have to ask.
Okay.
Somebody doesn't just end up here homeless by paycheck stopping, right, all of a sudden.
Sometimes they do. I would guarantee you at least 50% of the population is two checks away from where I'm at.
Okay, what happened? What happened to you? Something else happened.
Okay, well, the check stopped. Okay. I started making some money, doing accounting and stuff like this, and I was able to keep myself afloat for a while. And then I have a daughter who has a incurable blood disease. And I got hit with a lot of bills as a result of that. And I made some, everyone tells me I shouldn't have paid, but I did. I decided it was better to pay.
Wow. How's your daughter?
She's doing good now. She's doing very good. She's with her mother. You know, she was a Make-A-Wish girl, got to go to New York and everything for her. And
you know, you have such a positive and upbeat spirit for having to sleep on the streets every day.
It is, but you know what? In life, you've got to keep things upfront and real. You've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to keep a very positive attitude as to what you're doing. I know I'll work my way out of this. I'm not stuck here forever. This is just where I ended up for a while. I go in the library every day and I work. Mm-hmm. I try to find something that'll make me a little bit of money. If not, I'm planting seeds for future efforts, you know. The
Moments when it's rough to be positive, because
there's many of them.
There's a lot of them, particularly if you're out here. How do you get through?
I think about my kids a lot. I think about why I'm here. I think about the fact that there is a God who will smile on me one day, and life is full of ups and downs. Occasionally, you hit a down, and I'm in a very low spot right now. I even got a job, and the guy found out I was homeless and fired me, said I can't have a bum representing my clients. And that was a very bad day for me. I came back here, and I wasn't sure what I was gonna do. We have a group here of people that are all intelligent and in a similar situation, not people out wasting their lives. These are people who fell on hard times and are capable of lifting themselves up, and they're in the process of trying to do it. Some of these guys have been here 3-4 years trying to do it.
And they just need a break.
And that support network keeps me going. I can wake up in the morning, I know I can go talk to Elliot. Yeah. I know that I can go talk to Krista. I know that I can go talk to one of these guys, and they'll listen to me.
Piece of advice.
A piece
Your
of
best
advice.
Piece of advice.
Plan for the worst and hope for the best. No matter what is going on in your life, there is always tomorrow, and there is always another way, a new day the next day, and it will never rain forever.
Everything is temporary, as I say it. Thank you so much for sharing so much of yourself.
Anything, anytime.
It. I'm Silva Haro Pettion. See you next time. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
All right, wish you luck.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Today's edition is my Uber driver. His name is Sean. Sean is a real estate agent by day and Uber driver by night.
I was a chef before I was a real estate agent. I think I'm on a path to building a bigger business, that's all. I made a split second decision to marry my girlfriend about 3 years ago. She's not my wife. And that one decision has shaped everything going forward into me making better business decisions. That's what I am. I moved into a position in life where I saw something greater than myself, and I wanted to work toward better things for my wife, you know, for a family.
What's your single greatest lesson to share with the world?
You can always get back up.
Tell me about that.
I've had some very low moments in life. You know, I've survived a suicide attempt. I have nearly been homeless. And I have had most of my friends think that my situations were hopeless. And as long as you wake up the next day, you go, what can I do to move forward and to make things better? You're going to move forward and things are going to get better. No matter what. Every day.
Do you mind if I ask you about your suicide attempt?
Yeah. I mean, I hanged myself from a second floor balcony in my dorms in Phoenix while I was enlisted in the military.
In the military?
Yeah, I was in the Air Force.
What could make someone want to do that?
An even longer story. A girl that I dated for most of my teenage years had died the year before. If your high school sweetheart dies, it's gonna have an effect on you. If you don't handle it, that depression's gonna manifest. So yeah. It did.
Wow. What an incredible story you got. And such a success story to be here.
Yeah.
And to be doing this. And to be here to talk about it and share it.
Yeah, I get to tell that story. You know, I get to be the one that tells people, look, it's gonna be okay.
When did you have that revelation? Because clearly for a long period of time, you didn't buy into that, right?
No, I mean, there are days when I don't buy into that revelation. There are days when it's not easy you know, there are days when keeping positive is a very difficult thing to do, but you have to, because if you don't, it grows. You know, being depressed, being angry, it all grows quickly. And all it takes is 1 minute to step back and look at it and go, this isn't where this story ends. This isn't how I'm going to leave this situation. I'm going to do what I can to make it better.
What makes you depressed, angry, and gross?
Oh, it's easy to get defeated. You know, you get something doesn't go your way, or something that you've been working on forever falls apart. And everything I've ever done, there have always been long projects that can, you put all this effort into it and it just comes crashing down. And it happens to anyone that's ever gotten somewhere or done something great. They've had some project that just didn't work. You could wake up every day and say, you know, am I going to be okay? And if you say no, that doesn't really mean anything. You're either going to keep on living and keep on surviving, or you're going to die. And if you're going to keep on living, you have to live with a purpose. You have to look forward to something.
How much did your girlfriend have to do with that?
A lot. I think if you find someone you love, they give you purpose. They become part of your purpose. They help your purpose. There were a lot of split second decisions that led to that one split second decision. And I didn't really know if I was going to be okay the next day after most of them. I made a lot of really, you know, dumb decisions along the way. Things that you wouldn't think to do. Why would you travel somewhere with no way to get back? Why would you decide to move somewhere without ever going there? And I did all these things, and I didn't know if I was going to be okay. I just knew there was something waiting for me at the end. There was something awesome.
Sounds like you figured out how to get over the fear of the unknown.
Yeah. You can't fear the unknown.
You know, I don't know you well, but it sounds like your faith is pretty strong.
Most days. Faith in people, faith in everything. You know, I think the secret to any strength or any faith is that you have to work on it, because we've survived for millions of years. You know, this planet is billions of years old. Life always finds a way. So everything's going to be fine. Whether you believe it or not, it's going to work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. An incredible story. You really, truly never know who you're going to meet. And Sean here obviously drives an Uber, and he can tell you he meets some interesting people. I am so honored to have met him today. And thank you for sharing so openly with us your story. I'm Silva Hara Perion. See you on the next one. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you join us next week. You're listening to the Silva Hara Perion Show on KIRN 670 AM and 95.5 HD3 FM.